All right, so let's get it finished strong. Hour number three coming up in this hour. I've got Adam Thielen of the Minnesota Vikings. That's in the last segment of the program. So what that means is we bump everything up one segment. Alvy's Week That Was coming up next segment. ATP, any second now, right? Hit me with your ATP. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. Really quickly, some reaction, and then I want to give you my thoughts on the Jets and the Pats. It is a game that the Big Head, James Kelly, and I talk about on Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. It's a podcast separate from the show, so I'm going to give you the full breakdown. Well, I'll break down what I think about that game here, but my pick is over on the podcast. Quickly, some reaction. Wells in the 720. What's next? LeBron telling Alvy how to run the soundboard and how to breed? Jaime kept waiting for Johnny Idiot Faces boys to jump in with their laughter.
I can't hear.
I can't hear you.
There's too much money in my f***ing hand.
I can't hear you.
I can't hear you.
Seriously. LeBron's crew during that whole time is like, you're the king, you're the king. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that he said to the guy's face what the whole world thinks, that LeBron's a liar. That doesn't matter. Don't worry about that. You're the king. Don't worry about that. You're the king. What, don't worry about getting owned on your own stream? Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. You the king. What a great line.
You the king, man.
You the king, man. Don't worry about that. NoCal Vic is in to respond. NoCal Vic tweets, calling shtick in Buffalo, quote, arguably the best caller never to win a smack off, is like calling Nathan Peterman arguably the best quarterback never to win a Super Bowl. False. And an insult to guys like Rachel, Terrence, Greg in Vegas, and Mike in Indy.
You better don't.
Come on, Vic. You know it's nothing like that. Second of all, Vic, this would not have anything at all to do with Rick in Buffalo calling earlier today and referencing you negotiating with a $3 hooker, would it?
Keep my name out your mouth.
This would have nothing to do with the fact that you two hate each other's guts, would it? He is arguably the best caller to never win a smack off, regardless of how much you hate him. That's fact. Like, it's a fact that you want to smack off, Vic. That's a fact. All right, you might argue that the other is an opinion. But my opinions generally are accurate. Hey, Jimmers. Last night's Titans presser. Mr. Downing. Where do you want to go from here? Tito's Downing. To jail?
Home.
Dan in Dallas. I'm not making light of that, but that's fair.
Oh.
Tito's Downing. Listen, again, in case you missed that story, he got picked up for DUI. Listen, you have a big win on the road. You're on the charter. You're coming home. I get you're going to have some pops. I get that you're going to have a party. That's fine. Make sure you set up a ride service for when you land and you don't drive yourself home at 4:30 in the morning. Drunk. Fine. Party, man. Party all you want. Make sure you have a designated driver or a ride service or a limo or a cab or a designated driver. Pretty easy stuff. Not even one of those cases of simple but not easy. Simple and easy. Get a freaking ride. All right. So I've been talking this week about the AFC East. If the playoffs started this week, four teams in that division would make the postseason. Is it me, or does it seem like Zach Wilson might be feeling himself while at the same time getting more and more agitated with the New York media? Now, it's not exactly unit-level agitation, but after yesterday, I would not be surprised if he's telling someone to get out of his face quickly.
Don't be in my face and don't talk back to me, all right?
One of the all-time great moments. If ever there was a bad mix, you know, like the most red-assed guy ever. Not to mention he was 8'12". the most red-assed 8'10" guy ever showing up in New York, and New York waiting for him. Camera crew, insto, in his face. I love, get out of my face.
Don't get out of my face.
Dude, you're 9'7". Nobody is in your face. Unless there's a giraffe carrying a camera. Get out of my face. Who's in your face? You're Randy Johnson. You're 12'4". Who is in your face? Get out of my face. And don't talk back to me. Yeah, because that's going to go really well in New York. Anyway, you got Receipts, Rob Saleh, who's done a hell of a job. Hell of a job. They're playing some of the best defense, the Jets, in all of football. They sit at 6-3. They're off to their best start in years. Again, we're talking about a really good, young, talented team. And you got a really good, young, talented coach who has that team believing. And the defense is playing lights out. The problem is their offense still is not lighting it up behind Zach Wilson. They can run it some. But with Zach Wilson, although he has played better at times, like in their last win over Buffalo, overall, he is still too inconsistent. Overall, you still never know exactly what you're going to get from this guy. So, they've got the Patriots. And we know how things generally go when the Jets go up against the Patriots. Now, again, the Jets are feeling very, very good about themselves, obviously. But we know how things go when these two teams meet up. We know how the Jets play when they meet up with the Patriots. They play like ass. Everybody knows it. So, of course, the New York media is aware of it. Of course, the New York Jets fans are aware of it. Yes, the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. They themselves know they've been complete A-S-S, ass, ass, ass against New England. They've lost 13 straight to their former coach, the Mumbler. Nobody needs to tell them that. They know this. Just as nobody needs to tell them that all eyes are on the QB1 this week. Because QB1 is 0-3 against New England. QB1 has got 2 touchdowns, 2-7 picks against New England. And after their loss 3 weeks ago at home, where he threw 3 INTs, the heat, the hate, and the criticism hit an all-time high. Zach Wilson heard it, clearly. Of course the media has questions about that game leading into this game in Foxborough. And hence, the start of some unit-type frustration from Wilson. I'm not saying unit level, I'm saying unit type. If you don't remember, after the loss, Wilson embodied his inner Mumbler pretty much the entire post-game presser. Everything was like one-syllable answers. Yesterday, he was a little bit more elaborative. Yesterday, he was a little more emphatic. Yesterday, he was asked to recall those emotions, and this is what he had to say about what he was saying back then.
Zach, you were pretty emotional when you came off the field against them a couple of weeks ago. How do you keep those emotions out of the way?
I thought they were good emotions. I mean, I was frustrated, and you know, I still believe nobody outside of this building knows what they're talking about. So,
well, I do.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Why'd you turn down a coaching position?
Who told you that?
Boom! Have some, suckers! All right, so again, not full-on unit, but I see you warming up, Zachary. That's actually a pretty funny exchange. Because I know exactly how that's going to go in the Big Apple. Not good. Below not good if they get beaten again. I mean, he's saying stuff like that prior to going to Foxborough. He's saying stuff like that prior to dealing with the Patriots. Quote, I still believe that nobody outside of this building knows what they're talking about.
You know, I still believe nobody outside of this building knows what they're talking about. So.
And then how about the reporter saying, I do. And then Zach backhanding him with a, Why did you turn down a coaching position?
Why'd you turn down a coaching position?
Who told you that?
Nobody outside this building knows what they're talking about. I do. Do ya? Yeah. Then why did you turn down a coaching position? Pretty good counterpunch. Pretty good counter. This is after him saying, you know what, my emotions were fine. The reporter said to him, man, your emotions were not great after that loss. Had to keep that in check. Actually, my emotions were fine. And the fact of the matter is, nobody outside this building even knows what the hell they're talking about anyway.
I thought they were good emotions.
Actually, they weren't, Zach. They were not good emotions. But I do respect you saying, I mean, as long as you back it up, dude, as long as you show up and you play, I love that you're saying, man, nobody outside this building has any idea what they're talking about anyway. You know, okay, Tom Brady, cool. Cool. But maybe you wait until after you beat them, considering how badly you played against them last time out and how much they've owned you the last 13 straight games. I mean, to be fair, I know what you're saying when you say that nobody outside the building knows what they're talking about, but they do know one thing. They know your stat line. They know that much. They're also thinking, here's something else they do know, Zach, and I'm not saying that I or they know more about football than you, but we know this much. We know that the Jets have a lot of nice young pieces. We know the Jets have some actual stars. I'd even go as far as to say the Jets have a superstar or two. But, and we're sure about that. We are. Look at the roster. They've got star quality. They've got star talent. However, what we're not, and I'm sure about that. I am. What we're not sure about is the most important piece on the football field, namely the young quarterback, namely you, namely the guy the organization took second overall in 2021. When there were five quarterbacks that went in the first round. And I'm sure that Justin Fields' success lately isn't making their animosity towards you any less. People are seeing what Justin Fields is doing with a hell of a lot less than what you have. I mean, it'd be easy for me to take this guy apart, but I kind of like what he did. I kind of like this whole mentality of, hey, man, nobody outside the building knows what the hell they're talking about. I got something for y'all. Let's see it. Let's see it. I mean, like, everybody knows this guy's got to start playing better. This guy has to start playing better. And now he's going to put it out there. And now he's going to challenge the New York media. Man, that's never a good idea. You know how good you have to be. You know how well you have to play to do that. I mean, like, Eli Manning knew better than to ever say things like, nobody outside this building knows what they're talking about. It's even one thing to say, all of us inside this building have each other's backs. That's very different than nobody outside the building knows what the hell they're talking about. That's a big swing right there. It should be really interesting. Listen, you want to know what's undefeated? In addition to father time and sex, the New York media being told they don't know what the hell they're talking about. That does not go well. But you know what? I kind of respect this dude going at them like that. Like, he's not afraid. You got my attention. Like, that's a game that I was into already because of the AFC East and because of the implications. Now I'm even more into that game now that he's called a shot. He just said it point blank. Nobody outside this building knows what they're talking about. Have some, New York media. If he gets owned again, trust me, the New York media will have plenty to say about that. Now, if the Jets go into Foxborough and they beat the Pats and they go to 7-3, man, they will be feeling really good about themselves. I like it. I like it either way, honestly. I don't think that's the smartest play for a guy like that, but I can't help but respect that he went at them like that and was not afraid. It's going to be really interesting. Hey, Jets fan, what do you think? You like that from your quarterback? you like that? Or you think this guy maybe should keep his mouth shut until he goes out there and he backs it up? Fact of the matter is, without giving away my take, I don't really trust either one of those quarterbacks. I'll do you one better. I don't think either one of those teams trust either one of those quarterbacks. So who you got? Patriots -3 at home. The head and I both make our bets on that game on Jim Rome's Big Head Bets, the podcast. Listen to it. I'm curious, Jets fans, do you like that or not? Does that pump you up? Do you feel better about that guy? Do you like him running his mouth before a game like that? Or is he getting himself set up to get punched in the mouth by the media?
Don't be in my face and don't talk back to me, all right?
That's normally not a fight you want to pick with the New York media. Especially when you're as up and down as he is as a young player. Unless he goes out and he balls out and he backs it up. Can't wait. All right, when we come back, Alvy's week that was, the ATP, Adam Thielen. And I want to give Tua some credit. If I can get to that, I will. Clones, NFL Sundays are getting better. And so are the amazing offers at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win and get $200 in free bets if they do. Plus, everybody can earn up to 100% boosts with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. Just go to DraftKings Sportsbook app, place a same game parlay, combine multiple bets like which team will win, player props and point totals, and then download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code ROME, R-O-M-E, and place a $5 pregame moneyline bet and get $200 in free bets if your team does win. That's code R-O-M-E, ROME, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be present in state where lawful to wager. 21 or older in most eligible states, but age does vary by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. Bonus issued as free bets. One boost per eligible game. Opt-in required. Parlay and wagering restrictions do apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
Once again, calling all small business owners who paid employee wages during COVID. You may have overpaid on your payroll taxes and are eligible to receive a refund of up to $26,000 per employee. I keep referencing that because if you're a company of 5 to 500 employees, 26 GER per is a lot of dough. To schedule your free ERC consultation, call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-704-2000 or go to OmegaTaxCredits.com. People are definitely flashing back on this Friday, throwing it back, flashing it back. We've had a lot of that this week. Like this guy, hey, Rome, is the facts regarding Roy Tarpley's RIP ironing board still framed on your wall? Jim in Denver. Wow, dude, that is some old school stuff right there. You know, if I have to kind of jar my memory to think about that, that is really old. Hey, Stucknut, do you know what he's talking about? That's a 25-year-old fax. Roy Tarpley was in the news, I want to say, in 1997. He had an ironing incident with his girlfriend, I think, and not a good one. Somebody must have sent me a fax that I must have liked, that I said that I framed and hung on my wall. Jim, to answer the question, no, I don't have that. I don't have any facts in a frame hanging from my wall. And if I did, it would be about Monica Seles' beaver-like chompers. The most famous facts ever. Let's see, this guy, Daryl. Daryl underscore Selen. Hashtag ATP, Romo, what is the celebrity drunk bus? I have to hear about this. Not really. That's not something that was one of those things that we did that's really funny and I wish we could still do it. It was really never that funny. Back in the day, I had a side hustle. I said a good way for me to make money because there's so many idiots that keep getting behind the wheel of their car drunk that if I had a drunk bus that was always ready and available, I'd be rich and there'd be so many people that stay out of jail and not a danger to anybody else on the road. The Jim Rome Celebrity Drunk Bus. I said, memo to all athletes and celebrities, write this number down. These are state-of-the-art buses, air conditioning, everything. Leg room, perfectly driven. Write this number down. 1-800-BLAH. Hence the Jim Rome Celebrity Drunk Bus. And that I would keep idiots off the street. So you're not missing anything. Canadian Hitman is in. Hashtag ATP. If you couldn't use Welcome to the Jungle or Lust for Life as show songs, what would be alternatives? Just one. This. No-brainer. No-brainer. If ever there was an anthem. The most iconic start to a song that I know. I work out to this song probably once a week. I've listened to this song in my lifetime maybe 800,000 times. I still get chills every time.
A million.
Remember when Odyssey said, hey, Rome, we need your 75 favorite songs? This is without question top 10 and probably top 5. I'd even argue that it's a perfect rock song if such a thing exists. That. And finally, one more. At Woo Pig Foul. Who coined Peyton the Pinky? That is so damn funny. I don't know who got credit for that, but you know why. Every time he took his helmet off, he had this bright pink forehead. Like the helmet was way too tight. And then somebody started calling him Pinky on the show. I don't know who gets credit for it. Avi, can you hit me with a week that was right quick? Hey now, what's going on? Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. A tremendous Monday to you. What's everybody up to? Obviously, coming off that NFL weekend. Wild, wild NFL weekend. So, let's go ahead and get it. Josh Allen's status all week long. Was he going to go or not? Well, it turns out he was a go for the game of the year. One Josh of the best Allen. Games ever. Like, I could spend the entire show on that one game alone. I could spend the entire show on that one catch alone.
Yeah! He wants Jefferson. Climbs the ladder.
Well, what else can you say but this dude? Are you kidding? Is that the catch of the year?
That's the safety. Give it to us. Give us the safety.
Give us the safety. How about your Viking play-by-play man, Viking fans?
Give us the safety.
This dude's the best.
How about your Vikings fan?
Hold on a sec. There's me smoking that. Kirk Thuggins can't handle the big game pack.
For that to be the result of all that effort pisses me off. Knowing what some guys are doing.
I've never seen anything quite like that. I mean, I'd probably cry too if I lost to Jeff Saturday's Colts.
We all getting balls. Everybody's getting a game ball, man.
Y'all get an Escalade. You get one, you get one, you get one, you get one. Escalades for everybody.
Allegiant Stadium is the only place in Vegas where the house loses.
Joshy McBilichick, Derek Carr, the reason for the Raiders. Suck it. Suck it.
Carr.
They wouldn't run through paper mache for Josh McDaniel.
Charles Robinson.
You know, Jim Irsay benched Matt Ryan, and Jeff Saturday said this is the guy who gives me the best chance to win. If you want me to win, if you want me to have this job, you're going to let me have the quarterback back.
Imagine watching that crap fest. And they break out with John Denver, and it's so awesome. But what if they'd gone to Nimes? Man can dream. Nimes, it could still happen. I would have walked off like Elway after back-to-back wins.
Caleb, how proud your mother must have been to watch you win the smack-off from the basement, you creep.
Christy Alley.
And I got all nervous and just kind of blurted out the subjects that I had on there.
That is so awesome.
Like, he had a little note card. Kirstie Alley, Val Kilmer, global warming. But then he forgot what he was going to say about each one of them and just started saying them. Warm Matt in Cleveland. Tyrese Halliburton is my guest. Do you feel like you should have gone higher than even 12?
Well, of course I feel like I should have went higher than 12. That's not a question.
Is that a question?
That's not a question.
Is that a question?
That's not a question.
Is that a question?
Got down here at 5:30. Nobody here in the dark. And I'm just looking at the stadium thinking about the game.
My man. This guy rolls up 8 hours before the gates even open.
70 beers.
And the commodes flush the Eagles right down the toilet.
Can't wait to see what you're burning on today. I was burned on yesterday.
Really? Wow.
Do you not have anything better to do than that? How can I hold you up as a standard, Lef?
Since you started talking about Wisconsin, how much more gas is, how much more groceries are, power bill.
In Sacramento.
I think they can definitely run the table. Not necessarily maybe.
I certainly didn't use the phrase running the table.
I'm going to re-glob the JTP. You guys are now called the KBs, the keyboard bags.
I look up and right in my face, it's Adam Silver.
Right in my face.
He really does look like an alien posing as a human being.
If this guy can run a marathon while smoking, I guarantee you this guy can quit. You know what? He's probably like, oh, you want me to quit? Watch this.
Hey, y'all, watch this.
Watch me run another marathon. I'll quit smoking when you can do that, bitches. You do the Peloton, I'll do the Parliament.
Right now they're saying for the Bills game, 27 degrees with a wind 15 to 25 miles per hour.
I want to see snow high enough that you can barely see the top of the first down markers. That's what I want. Don't mess with this. Don't take this from us.
Maybe ready for it, but are we ever?
I got a couple of beefs. Let's try the calls. Don, what's your beef?
Don from Detroit, Jim.
Dan.
What's going on, Jim?
Not too much. How about you?
Oh, not too bad.
Put the quarterback under the center and sneak it. Rowdy is out.
My beef is with you not playing the adult alarm anymore.
McCauley, look at that.
Get dressed. They're in. They're inside the
pool. Okay. Jim Mora Jr.
I'm a very loyal person. You know, when I was at UCLA, Jim, I turned down five jobs that everyone would probably say were better than the UCLA job at that time.
That place is dirtier than the $3 hooker Vic and NoCal tried bargaining with last night. Knock it down or pack your effing bag.
Hey, don't worry about that, man. You're the king, man.
Literally, the toilet is loaded.
Holy cow! My career is over. I took one hit and one blow.
Goodness gracious.
Thank you. Really appreciate you having me on. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Any potential purchaser of security offered by my resources.
1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-821-4700.
Two chicken quesadillas and a chocolate shake.
Good for you.
Holy moly.
Humble pie out. Okay.
Squalor.
And as a leader, that pisses me off.
Well, thanks so much, Jim. And go North.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Can't you hear that roar?
Where do you go from here?
Home.
Good night now.
Thank you very much, Alvin. Great job on that. There it is, the Alvin's week that was. When we come back, I'm going to effort Adam Thielen. We normally do not end the week with an interview. However, if you get a chance to talk to somebody like that, you take that shot. So I will effort that conversation. First up, here is your sports up. All right, so right now, one last segment. It's been a good week. Next week is a short week. I'm working Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We've got a best of on Thanksgiving Day, and then Brian Weber is going to hold it down on Friday. So short week next week. One last segment here. Adam Thielen is scheduled to join us, so we're going to effort him. Really quickly, some more reaction. Turtleneck tan, man. What a great end of the week in the jungle. You had a show open with a positive Sacramento Kings take, a reset of the adult alarm yesterday, and today you rocked a turtleneck. Well done, pimp. Mario in SF wore Rome rocking a turtleneck in Kings colors. Wore McCauley, get dressed. Put your underoos on. All right, I think we're going to put that to bed forever. We've had our fun with that. There's now a moratorium on that.
For life.
Here's a bonus ATP. Sean in Wichita, a.k.a. at Smackleford. I know you still get royalties from the Space Jam movie, but are they paying you for practically inventing ride-sharing when you came up with the drunk bus? That'd be nice, wouldn't it? If I got a piece of that? No, they are not. They are not, but perhaps they should. All right, so our phone lines are open. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to the phones. Austin, Texas. Otis in Austin. You want to talk about a throwback, a flashback, an old schooler. Otis, what's up, my man? How are you?
Yeah, thanks for the line, Jim, and happy holidays to you and yours and the XR4TI crew.
Nice. You too, Otis.
Now about this here snowstorm, a.k.a. Snowpalooza Market, 9 months from now, around August 18th, 2023, babies will be popping out like popcorn all over the Northeast, and most of them are going to be named Rick and Buffalo. As for this Twitter fiasco, clones, just be glad you never had to face a real crisis. Like back in the day before the telephone answering machine was invented, or you had to place a sports bet through a bookie named Rocco or a Moose. Hell, the real reason I didn't call the show for 20 years is I couldn't find a payphone to save my ass. Seriously, clones, when you put your hand in the goo that 5 minutes before was your girlfriend's pregnancy test, well, you'll know what to do. Show me your Twitter feed. Buenos dias. Buenos tardes. Buenos noches. I'm out.
I'll tell you what, Otis. You went through... Well, I mean, I don't even know exactly what you went through. You've kind of shared what you went through. That was kind of a throwback Otis call. That was, you know, a little aged out. Otis in his prime, when he was younger, faster, stronger, that's kind of what he sounded like. He'd bring you some of that heat. That was some old school Otis right there. I like that. It kind of took me back a little bit. Nice job, Otis. Rack him. He said so at the very end, I think. It sounded like he was falling from a building or something. I don't know what kind of goo he's talking about or how that relates to Twitter. Twitter's dying. And I would just assume it not die. It's a big part of the program. It matters. We use it. I've got over 1 million followers. I would prefer Twitter not die. But there's a lot of things that I don't want to have happen that do happen that are out of my control. And it's how you react to things like that. So if Twitter, in fact, were to die, and it might be time to die, we would pivot and we would react and we would find another way for you to interact with the program. Now, the JTP, I'm not exactly sure what they do because they are the Jungle Twitter Posse. It's in their actual handle. That's where they live. That's where they breathe. That's where they breed. I don't know what y'all are going to do. Like I said, maybe the Jungle Facts Posse. All right, so here's how this is. Right now, I'm still efforting Adam Thielen. That may or may not happen. I'm looking for him, but that gives you an opportunity to get through. If you don't want to wait, you can give me a call right now. Best call through gets on the air right away. 1-800-636-8686. If you think I'm not going to use this opportunity to direct you to one of my podcasts, you'd be sadly mistaken. Listen, I'm not going to do a full show for you. Just do it. Just go to Jim Rome's Big Head Bets, wherever you get your podcasts. We already hit last night's game. It's too late. If you were listening, you would have got my pick, and you would have got paid. If you were listening, you would have heard Big Head's bet, and you could have mocked him or faded him. There are still six other games that he and I pick. The pro football doc comes in. He's got an algorithm that he shares with us that also enables you to pick games based on the relative health of either team. It's a really good podcast. But if your thing is, I don't like gambling, I don't like gambling content, I don't like gambling pods, I get it. I understand that. But that's not what this is. It's an element of this. It's basically a show with a gambling approach. You'll like it. And chances are, if you like this, you will love it. Not sure what happened to Adam Thielen. I am efforting for another moment. In the meantime, I did say the best call through, that's the first call through, gets on the air. So let's get it done. We go to Little Rock, Arkansas. John in Little Rock. My brother John, what's up?
Bop, 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 bop. Hey there, Otis. Your monkey ass was waiting on the phone lines all the way through lunch. But when Jim Rohn let your monkey ass on the airways, LV forgot to hit you with run button crunch, run button crunch, run button crunch. That's the way LV should have ran your ass, run button crunch.
Rock him. Nice job, John.
That's the way we run your ass, run button crunch.
My man nailed it. Nailed it in response to Otis. Now, you might say, come on, Rome. John had that locked and loaded for anybody and just inserted Otis. Yeah, but you know what? Did you hear the clarity and how crystal clear that phone line was for John? Well done, John. Hey, let me think for a minute. Does John have a golden ticket? Would a parody work in the smack off? A series of parodies. Hey, John, let me. Hey, John, time to see
Mr.
Rome. See,
time to meet
I'm
Mr.
doing
Rome.
It myself.
Giddy up, horse face. Come on, girl, come on.
Hey, John.
Hey, John.
You do not have a golden ticket for next year's smack off. If you could somehow put together like an EP or check that, an LP of like three or four parodies and turn that into a call, that might be different enough to hit the podium. Certainly different enough to warrant a golden ticket. What if he had three or four of those, like for an LP? I like that. That guy really is an A or an F. Well, that was kind of like a B minus. Probably not. For the record, Adam Thielen is calling in, but we were at the very end of the program. So, he did call, but we just ran out of time, unfortunately. Love the guy. Maybe we can reset that at another point, but we don't have enough time. Huge Call is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, Alvin. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts. For all of your car care needs, they are close, they are convenient, and they are known for their guaranteed everyday low prices. Excellent customer service from the professional parts people you know you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Quick update from Orchard Park, Jim. I just shoveled out Rich Stadium, and the league seriously considering moving the game back to beautiful Buffalo. And after taking a quick piss break and throwing down a protein shake, I'll clear out the highways and major arteries in the southern tier, at which point even a moron like Goodell will have no other choice. And is there a bigger punishment than moving a home game to Detroit? As if having to spend our Thanksgiving in that dump of a city wasn't bad enough. That place is dirtier than the $3 hooker Vic and NoCal tried bargaining with last night. But before looking ahead to the Browns, Jim, I got to circle back to that train wreck last Sunday against the Vikings. I called for McDermott's head after the playoff loss against KC, but now I'm demanding for it. How in the hell does the head coach not have his QB try drying the defense offsides when the ball's being snapped from the one-inch line? 9 times out of 10, the defense jumps. You take the 5, then kneel it out. Football 101, you bald dummy. And how in the hell does the head coach
not grab every single DB by the face mask before that 4th-and-18 prayer and scream, knock it down or pack your effing bags. Time for me to throw on the headset, Jim. I'll turn this damn thing around in a friggin' flash. And finally, Jim, how rich of midget Mark in Hollywood describing anything as teeny weeny. This dope still wears kid-size underwear and orders Mickey Mouse pancakes at the local diner. At least he finally realized no one wants to hear that manufactured, high-pitched voice and doesn't call anymore. We're all thankful for that, you loser. War Josh Allen getting things right on the fast track in the dome. War my Buffalo Bills making a Super Bowl run despite their C-minus head coach. War my fat-ass old man taking down a 50-pound Thanksgiving bird, then dropping a deuce that clears out the promised land. Thanks for the vine, Jim. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. I'm out.
You get it better.
My man, Rick. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, too. Rick in Buffalo. Such an awesome caller. Love the guy. My thanks to Troy University senior linebacker Carlton Marshall. Adam Thielen told Chalk practice ran late. He was super apologetic. So we'll try and reset that for you, too. Clones, thank you very much for listening. Go listen to our podcast, Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. Go listen to The Reinvention Project with Jim Rome. Got an interview up with Dana White right now that I think you'll like very much.